with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest.
Hello, Robin. And a lot has happened since you last joined us on AbleQuest in 2015, including a name change.
Yes, we changed our name middle of last year to Assistive Technology Australia. And the name change has been good and reflects our scope and breadth of our practice, particularly in training and in access.
Yes, and assistive technology as a term covers a very broad spectrum, not just high tech. Can you give us some examples from the simple things to the high tech?
Yeah, so the term assistive technology actually is an international term based on an international standard, and it covers everything that people might use to assist them to get through the day, from the oddly shaped potato peelers you might find in a Woolworths supermarket through wheelchairs and shower commodes, and all the way up to home automation systems, communication devices, and now, of course, robots and exoskeletons. The ever-changing field of work.
And you're having to keep up.
Yes, it's a very difficult job. We do everything we can to keep up and rely on the people who are bringing assistive technologies into the market to let us know about them as well.
We recently replayed the 2015 interviews we did with you, but for the benefit of listeners who didn't get to hear that, you did an absolutely marvellous walk through your display centre at Blacktown. Can you take us through again?
See if I can do that again. So you're greeted at the front door and taken through into the display. And the first area of the display is mobility items. And we have a whole range of wheelchairs, powered and manual, walking frames and walking sticks and scooters. And we cover all the items off by feature. So we can use our database to put features together to lead you to an item that will help. From there, we move to pressure and back cushions. We have an area that does driving assistive technologies. We have a very cute computerized driving tool that you wear on your wrist, and it connects to the computer in the car just to assist you with things like acceleration and deceleration. And then behind that, we have gardening implements, and most of the gardening implements that we have here available from Bunnings. So the Fiskars range, for example, which are very light, still do the same job as the old-fashioned heavier gardening items. We also have ramps, different types of portable ramps in this section. So it's all to do with outdoors and driving. From there, we move on to our communication wall. So we have a whole wall funded by the Telstra Foundation, which might be new since 2015. We have iPads, apps, communication buttons, iGaze technologies, and actual AAC communication devices. That's a very high-tech part of the display. From there, we have a help desk and a stair lift, and then an area of office equipment, so fabulous keyboards. So my favourite keyboard is around there as well. They have alphabet buttons that are huge, and you can't possibly miss them nor have your finger slip off them. So really, I should be using one of those keyboards. And we have a range of really lovely mobile phones that are very good for people who can get a little confused with using a mobile phone. So these phones just send and receive calls, and you can also have a loved one's photograph on it. There's a Braille version of that as well, which is very good. From there, there's another part of our display that has a lot of vision impairment equipment, including an open book technology. We have medication management systems and personal alarms and little gadgets, so things that enable you to use a key. So lots of people have trouble putting keys in locks and turning them. There are devices that attach to keys that enable that. Easy to use pegs, scissor holders if you need to use a set of scissors with one hand. And we have a standing hoist and a regular hoist and a bath display. Some people still like a bath, and so some people like to know how they can get in and out of the bath safely, so we have a lot of AT to show that. But then we have what I call the pièce de la résistance of our display. We actually have a full-sized, one-bedroom, fully home-automated and telehealth-cared apartment on display. And in the apartment, you will find everything where you would find it in a home. So you'll find all our adapted cutlery in a cutlery drawer. You'll find good option canisters out on the bench. We often set the dining room table up as if people were coming for dinner, all set out with plates and cups that are easy to use. The kitchen also has displays, cupboards that come down from the wall to eye and shoulder level, but at the press of a button. Benches that come up and down as well at the press of a button. We show a side-opening oven with a cute joinery solution underneath to assist people with getting things in and out of the oven and chopping, just to make things a little bit easier. And a novel fridge that is a drawer fridge. The bathroom has lots of bathroom equipment. We have lots and lots of shower chair options, bidets, grooming and hygiene items. One of my favourite items in there are the long-handled grooming tools, so shampooing brushes, combs and long handles to help people with short, stiff shoulders if they can't reach the back of their heads. We have alternatives to grab rails. So if you don't need a grab rail to be screwed into your wall and you can push down through the arms of a chair to get to standing, there are options that clip onto your toilet that enable that to happen. But there's also a lovely integrated all-in-one unit, and that's on in the display as well. We have ceiling hoist options, all of which don't need ceiling reinforcement. And the bedroom's the same. A ceiling hoist, a nice bed that goes up and down with airflow mattresses. The wardrobes are filled with clothing, and we have lots of assistance to clothing options. But since 2015, we've managed to put in a telehealth system. So we can actually show people how they can get up in the morning or at other time of the day and take their blood pressure or their pulse oximetry or their blood sugar levels and load them and send them off to the doctor or their care provider. So they're having to have regular monitoring. This can facilitate that without the need to actually get out of the house and go to the doctor or have a nurse come and visit. So we show lots of personal alarm systems and they're all connected so we can actually set them off, show you what happens to them. And the apartment itself is also home automated. So we can show you how you use home automation to turn your lights on and off and remotely using your mobile phone or your iPad or other device. We can show a blind going up and down. And when we built the display unit, the only options available were hardwire options. So we have a CBUS system installed. But there's been an advent of Wi-Fi systems and Google Home and Apple Home, which don't require hard wiring. So we have those on display now as well and can show how they work. Marnie, I guess that's kind of it in a nutshell.
That's fantastic. And there have been a huge number of improvements. Do people need to make an appointment to come into the centre?
No, they don't. People can just, we call, drop into us. If, however, there are complex issues, it's better to make an appointment because we can target a staff member to that time. If you drop in, it's very much who's here, who you get to see. What we find with older people in particular is very often they'll make a group appointment and have a group tour. So you can book a tour. And as part of that tour, people raise their issues with staff and we're able to address those on the way around. And that's quite effective as well.
And can they try out the aids that are available?
Yes. Can't take them home. No. You can try them out on site. And if you're trying out a wheelchair or a scooter, the girls will take you outside to try the curb ramps and things like that.
Excellent. You don't sell the products, do you?
No, we don't sell. We'll help you to find where you can buy something, though.
And advise on what's most suitable for that
Yes.
occasion.
So we'll advise on what might be most suitable, and we will then tell you where you can go and buy it.
In your mind, what's one of the simplest but most beneficial?
Ah, that's my favourite item. And I have one of these, and I'm holding it in my hand now. It's called Handy Bar. Mm-hmm. Now, the Handy Bar is a really, really useful tool. If you're sitting in your car and you open your car door, the latch that's left behind in the door frame is the shape of a D. So this is a bar that sits in that D and becomes a handle to help people get in and out of the car. It's absolutely brilliant, and they're not very expensive either.
What about the high tech? What's been the most innovative new thing that you've...
Well, the thing that I'm really liking at the moment is called geofencing. And geofencing happens in a multitude of items. I happen to have a little care watch in front of me. So geofencing is when you use the GPS. So when people know about GPS, that's how you can locate things and look at maps and guidance systems on your car. You can actually use the GPS to ring an area of a suburb, for example, around, and make that a safe walking area. So the person whose safety you're concerned about wears a GPS device. In this case, the one I have in my hand is a little watch. But they come in like a pad for underneath the sole of a shoe and a whole range of options. And so if someone's a bit forgetful and they walk down to their local shopping centre and they walk outside the agreed area, the carer will get a little alert on their mobile phone to say that their family member has left the agreed area. A lady came up to me in a consultation recently and she said, oh, I've been using one of those watches for my husband. I've set up an area that went outside their house, down to their local shopping centre and around the block. If she's worried about his whereabouts, she can have a look at her phone at any time and it pinpoints him. So once it pinpointed him and he was next door, so she didn't worry. Another time, she wondered where he'd gone, and the dog had gone as well. So she had a look, and she could see that he was walking around the block. So instead of panicking and going looking for him, she just walked to the corner and waited for him to turn around and come back with the dog. So it gives people the flexibility to maintain their independence, but it allows carers to keep tabs on their whereabouts to make sure that they're safe.
Yes, that's fantastic, isn't it? Mm. Now, if people want to contact you, what's the best thing? I know you have a virtual showroom that they can look at as well.
Yes, we have an info line, so staff sit on the info line all day, and our info line number is 1-300-452-679. And there's our website. So all of our items we have in our database are available for people to see on our website. We have a new one, of course, because we changed our name. All our old contact details still work. But the new website is www.at, for assistive technology, at-aust, for Australia, .org. So that's www.at-aust.org.
Robin, as usual, it's been absolutely fascinating talking to you. It's a marvellous service that you provide.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. For most people, technology makes things easier. For people with disabilities, technology makes things possible. Often we think of technology as being sophisticated electronics, but really it can be as simple as an especially adapted fork. The process of researching and tracking down the right aid for daily living for people with disabilities can be daunting and time-consuming. However, there is a ready solution to this. The Assistive Technology Australia Centre, previously called Independent Living Centres, located in Blacktown. AT, as it's known, provides unbiased information on thousands of different products across a tremendous range of categories, many of which you can see displayed, and try them out. If people are unable to travel to the centre, they can always access the extensive information on the AtMagic online database for the centre. We invited Robin Chapman, CEO of Assistive Technology Australia, to return to AbleQuest to update us on new products and the service offered at their amazing facilities in West Point, Blacktown. Marnie Roper spoke to Robin by phone.